When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's say we hit the intro. Fuck it.
All right, let's get this party started. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the GITM podcast, where we cover the paranormal and true crime and some just general silliness that we like to discuss. Childish behavior, I might say.
Speaking of childish, I thought I had a fun fucking current event to talk about, but I don't. It's right here.
What is it?
On Thursday, three Chinese astronauts lifted off on the Shenzhou 17 spacecraft from the Zhiquan Satellite Launch Center deep in the Gobi Desert, heading for the Tiangong Space Station for a six-month stay. They're the youngest crew China has ever sent to space, which I was like, okay, here we that I thought it was something we could talk about, because I was about to say they're fucking pulling a Nike and they're sweatshopping astronauts now.
Oh,
no, the average age is 38.
Jesus, they send old people, senior citizens into the NASA sends senior citizens into space.
Well, this is China.
I know, but so they're youngest. They're
well, the youngest China has ever sent.
Oh,
I got really excited thinking maybe it was like. You
do
know,
you really want a bunch of teenagers up in space?
Well, you know, not to add, you know, fuel to the fire, but, you know.
Well, we'll cover
I thought we were going to be like fucking Xu Shan is 7 years old of the Xingpao conference or fucking county. I don't know. province.
We will cover some more topical stuff here, but just to let everybody know, we are doing the Giants of Kandahar, which is a fascinating story. Is it real? Was it a hoax? We'll discuss that all coming up. But there is some housekeeping. Don't forget to follow us on YouTube. Well, if you're listening to us or watching us now, you know it's on YouTube. But catch us on all your favorite podcast app. Mainly, we like Spotify here, because you can also get the video of that the YouTube audience is seeing. You get that on Spotify, too, when you listen to the podcast. So,
you're not missing much.
Hey. You're missing a lot, but
Mark Zuckerberg hurt himself. Sweet,
put that anywhere.
He tore his ACL training for his MMA fight.
Oh God, Zuckerberg! You know,
saw a picture of him in the hospital. He had his fist up. I mean, I'm like, dude, I get that you're training and taking yourself seriously, but you're still the Facebook guy until further notice.
You're still a dark.
You can't be out here in hospitals just taking fucking. Noguera Gracie photos and shit like that. Nobody looks at you as a fighter yet. I'm not saying that he can't be. He's rich and white and has nothing but time on his hands.
That is true.
He arguably should have the capability within his age range to be the best at pretty much anything he wants to be, because he has that capability.
Yes. We should talk about when we got off from our last live stream. Got some bad news.
What?
As soon as we ended last week's podcast, I checked Twitter or I checked something. Matthew Perry died that day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sad day. We all lost a friend.
Yeah. I'd sit here and roast him, but we all know he likes to be boiled.
But, you know, here's the thing.
I stole that from a guy that was on Kill Tony. I saw the clip of it today.
Here's the thing. He was only 54 years old.
In human years, in Matthew Perry years, he was 103.
Yeah, because of all the drugs. But it's when you get to be my age, because I'll be 51 here in a little over a month.
Yep. Right behind me.
Your mortality starts coming in. You start thinking about, this guy was like 3 years older than me. And hell, what, a couple weeks ago, a guy I played football with, only a year older than me, had a massive heart attack.
A massive fart attack?
Heart attack.
Fart attack?
No, heart attack.
Sounded like fart attack.
He had a massive...
I know it's immature. That'd be great.
He had a massive heart attack, but...
Like, you know, all due respect to your dead friend, but, like, could you imagine if somebody died from farting?
No. If somebody's going to die from farting, it's not going to be the person farting.
I want to know the logistics behind that. It's like somehow your body mutated and connected your butthole directly to your lungs. And it's like every time you would try to breathe, it would just come out your ass.
I don't know if you can have a methane overdose.
At that point, is that bad breath or a stinky fart? If it goes directly into your lungs and out your butt?
We cover the hard questions here.
I mean, it's simple anatomy, but is it so simple? And you can definitely die from methane.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know enough. I don't know if fart can give you enough methane to...
I don't know, but I also hate that people still try to argue whether or not you can light your farts on fire.
You can.
Yes, you can.
I've done it.
I have as well on several occasions. No. I did it so well one time that I heard it go...
In my defense, I was in junior high.
Oh, yeah. I was young. I did it last night.
I didn't do it yesterday.
Or maybe I did.
Maybe.
Yeah, but no, you can light your farts on fires. Don't do it. It'll singe your little booty hole hairs.
Yeah, so, but that, you know, when you, the older you get, these, you pay more attention to this when somebody, you know, in their 50s, only a few years older than you passes away.
And Bobby Knight died.
Well, Bobby Knight was 125.
What, he was like 88 or some shit?
Yeah, he was in his 80s.
Because I remember saying something about that at work, and I was like, I'm not surprised he died. And then somebody was like, those fucking hateful bastards live forever. And I was like, that's a good point.
That is true.
Like, that's why fucking Hitler's still kicking around, walking around down there, walking his pet fucking Smilodon down there in Hollow Earth.
As we covered in one episode, what episode was that? One of the possessions episodes. One of the possession episodes we did where the ghost told, or the... demon told, said, yeah, Hitler's a bit of a dick.
Oh,
what episode was that?
That was Annalise Michelle.
Yes, Annalise Michelle, one of her many demons that...
Yeah, Hitler, Nero.
Yeah.
You know,
so apparently, Chestnut. Not only Hitler was a prick when he was alive, did a little mass genocide.
Are you surprised? Just look at his facial hair.
I'm a little upset. He ruined that fine mustache look for everybody.
That mustache look where it looks like someone sat on your face facing the other direction and just had a little bit of poop.
Had a wet one.
You know why they call milk duds?
Why?
Because they were a mistake. They were supposed to be a different shape. And then they stuck with it. So they called them milk duds.
Huh. Very interesting.
It makes too much sense.
It does, even though I did hear something the other day. You know, I've always thought WD-40 stand for water deterrent 40th try. The 40th attempt. I think that's a legend. It's not real.
What do you think it is?
I forget. I didn't pay that much attention. But I was like, oh, I always thought that was...
I'm going to start saying that in the corner store.
What?
WD-40. What's up, dog? 40 ounce. WD-40.
Yep. So, like I said, we were covering the Giant of Kandahar. Shape?
I think they're supposed to be balls, like spheres.
What?
Milk duds.
Spheres?
Yeah. Spherical, if you will.
And so now they
like look a truffle. Like
deformed rabbit turds?
I don't even think they have a shape anymore. It's not like a Rolo, which is a slept-on candy.
Look at Tyler. He even knows the name of the episode. The 67 Exorcisms of Annalise Michelle. Good job. You win the prize today.
Knows more about our fucking podcast than we do.
Well, we do so many of them.
They do all just melt together. Those ones are easy, though. There's not that many exorcism ones.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a good handful of ghost ones. I still remember, I think Project Bluebeam was the first one I did.
No, Turnbull Canyon.
Oh, yeah. What a fucking shit show. Was the Winchester Mystery House. That was interesting.
And I think the second one you did was the Annabelle one. Or the second one you were on was Annabelle, I believe.
You did Annabelle, didn't you?
Yeah, but... Well, at that time...
Oh, the second one I was on.
Oh, at that time, I was still pretty much leading the show. You were just commentating.
Yeah. I was a guest
at that point. Even if it was your episode. I don't think we... I'm trying to think when we when you actually started
like and share leading the show.
I think you've always done the true crime, though.
Except for West Memphis
3. Because I said had such a hard-on for that one, I decided to take the lead.
Yeah, that's what I get for telling you to watch that documentary.
Jessica likes the Black Eyed Children episode, but were you a part of that one? I did it before you came along. Mm-hmm. I think we did it. We covered it again.
Because there was a massive format restructure.
Yeah, Tyler likes the Crowley. Aleister Crowley. I like that episode,
too. Mr. Crowley.
That was a good
copyright episode. Infringement.
That was a good episode. I liked it. It was very informative. I did a good job.
Oh, yeah. I still want to pat myself. I'm still pissed that we never heard from that one person that commented on the... was it Crowley or somebody else that like their dad knew or something like that? It is an interesting scenario in which my mind played tricks on me.
Yeah, but you know,
totally unrelated. Anything else going on? I caught my fucking finger getting this piece of shit, a 12 pack of Code Red.
Shit happens.
Made room for it in the fridge and everything.
Suck it the fuck up, Buttercup. I damn near cut my finger off. You don't hear me bitching about it.
Yeah, but you didn't do it out of pure adoration and respect and love for another human.
Now you're just feeling.
I paid full price for that 12 pack.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because I couldn't justify finding two more 12 packs of Pepsi. Actually, I might not have. You might be able to mix and match. So you might be in the clear.
Oh.
That shit's fucking expensive now. Eat a dick, major soda companies.
All of them. Big, fat, hairy ones.
And Big K and all those other brands do better. Make better zero sugar options, and I'll buy them. The zero sugar shit's tricky.
It is. You got to be careful.
But I've cut so many carbohydrates out of my diet by not drinking regular soda. And that big gallon water jug has helped a lot, too.
I personally like carbs.
I mean, I love them. My body does not. I mean, I made that Alfredo and was bloated within 15 minutes of finishing it, and I had one bowl. So now we're just on to rice and ground turkey and chicken and fish and vegetables and my Rice Krispie treats, of course.
Yes.
That's my my after gym good for you. Even though those taste a little weird, I think they're a little old. Got them from Aldi's. They're like two something a box.
Well, that's why.
I was like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, they're kind of like hard, like stale. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I agree with Tyler here. West Memphis 3 episodes are probably my favorite.
You're welcome. Didn't even know who the fuck it was till I told you about it, you silly fuck.
Yep. Yep. I like
it. I still haven't watched the new movie.
What's it on? Is it on Hulu?
I would assume HBO.
Is it on HBO? Oh,
all the other ones were.
I'll have to look into it.
I also haven't watched the Murdaugh murder Netflix documentary yet.
Well, I know there was. I saw something. There was some court case. They're still trying to get DNA and shit done in the West Memphis 3 case.
Mm. Oh, probably.
But and there was something they were doing.
So they can expunge their record, probably. Right. Oh, other current event, which, you know, not really our forte, but I was unfortunately right yet again the other day.
Oh,
what about? I was talking about fucking this whole Gaza shit with another manager at work.
Yes.
It was old G baby. He knows the one because it's him. Mm-hmm. He's probably listening at some point whenever we put this piece of shit out. But no, I fucking said, like, we were talking about it and I was like, dude, I feel like it's going to be the start to World War III because it's going to keep going and then America's going to fucking stick their nose in it like they usually do, and then somebody's going to start hitting American citizens or American troops and then somehow when America steps in, the Palestine is going to get Iran to get involved.
And then Russia.
And then it's all going to go to shit. Yeah. And sure as fuck, not like 10 minutes later, I walked out into the dining room area of work and fucking Fox News or whatever the fuck was on the one TV, and it said Department of Defense says Iran responsible for attacks on U.S. troops in the Middle East. And on top of that, what's the fucking guy's name? God damn it, he was in the Illuminati. Okay. And he fucking he was a little crazy. But he did say that he did outline World War III, saying that it would be like catapulted by the Zionist government going against the Muslim world. And then I'm like,
well, you know, here's what I say.
Fuck them.
I don't give a fuck.
Everybody just go underground forever.
Let World War III break out.
We'll just live like...
I don't care.
We'll just live like all the people in The Matrix.
Whoa.
We'll go underground. We'll build like those weird wall houses.
Yeah. We'll go with the giants. We'll get in the caves with the giants.
We'll go like Chronicles of Riddick with it. There's one stray hair floating about and I've caught it.
No, but I mean, it's going to happen. And, you know, this... I was never really super concerned about Ukraine turning into World War III.
Nah.
But this is a little different.
Yeah, once you get religion involved.
Yeah, and...
Kind of a...
Let's be honest. The whole Gaza Strip situation is a fucked up situation to begin with. For one, they're led by Hamas, which is a terrorist organization. Through and through. So you have to have sympathy for the Palestinian people because not all of them are baby killers. You know.
But they have to go along with it. They are trapped. Or else their babies will be fucking killed.
They are trapped in. They can't leave.
So it's a good band.
They can't leave or.
Trapped.
Trapped.
Back up a cheeky one. There's another copyright strike, probably.
And, you know. And I might be wrong on this, but
probably.
I mean,
we usually are.
It sounds like Hamas attacked Israel first.
I don't. Not to say I don't fucking care, but I don't fucking care. Everybody love everybody. Chill. It's all right. Happen. Do you not have enough land? Like, how much of the Middle East is just sitting there doing fucking nothing but goat herding and shit like that? Which is fine.
It's a fucking desert. Who wants?
You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't get resources there. Make it happen.
Not like
call Dubai. Any big name citizen of Dubai can literally like take a shit and sell it for enough money to probably run electricity into the middle of your country.
It's like the old Sam Kinison joke about hunger, where he's talking about, you know, we take food to these hungry people in Africa. Here's an idea. Why don't you move where the food's at? Don't live in the fucking desert.
Right.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't give a shit about... I don't want to say I don't give a shit. There's nothing I can do.
That's the main thing. There's nothing we can do. Speaking of, do you know Tucker Carlson's like 53 or 54?
Looks good for 53 or 54.
Yeah, he was on Theo Von's podcast. I was listening to it. I'm not done with it yet. It's actually pretty interesting. He's not what I expected him to be. Because I never liked Tucker Carlson just because of his... Honestly, it was his face. When he'd interview people, he would ask a question, then he would just go. And you think that the Democrats are trying to push that agenda? Just mouth open. He's actually pretty funny.
I don't like any of them.
He's an alcoholic at one point.
Well, so am I. So what's
he was pretty open book with Theo. I mean, I feel like it's hard not to. He has a really weird laugh. Never would have guessed that his laugh would be his laugh. It's like weirdly kind of high pitched.
Who, Tucker?
Yeah,
because I think he's actually pretty tall. I mean, he's a
big, yeah.
He's not a little.
Oh, they were telling stories about fucking Greyhound rides where like these two people were banging across the fucking aisle from him. And he was like asleep because he was drunk because it was Greyhound in the '80s. And, like, he caught a sock to the face. He was like, there's nothing romantic about it. It was just, they were making animal noises.
Well, let's be honest.
Sex, you're fucking on a Greyhound.
Well, sex in any automobile is not romantic.
No, not really.
No.
You don't see fucking old, like, early 2000s Sandra Bullock films where they're like, put the seat back.
Just, I've never... had romantic sex in a car,
especially because like it's like, wow, could you imagine in a movie like it's all like hot and heavy and they're like, I love you, Jeremy, and it's like you reach back and like change the station to like some slow jam station and then like and in the middle of the scene it's like, you're listening to 97.7 the fucking, I don't know, the twat tickler. Coming up after this commercial break, we've got the five stair steps at Barry White coming at you.
Well, I will say this about automobile sex. It's a young man's game.
It's a small man's. It's a small person's game.
Unless you have a minivan.
Even then.
Because I will say, a few years back, I tried it. Not flexible enough and don't bend enough.
Even in a minivan. Even in a minivan. The height restriction.
Of course, you know me. I have to work the angles.
The angle of the dangle.
Oh, my mother's here.
We're talking about banging in cars.
I've never done it.
He was just talking about banging in a car.
Anyway, so Giants of Kandahar. Let's talk Giants.
Way cooler than the Giants of San Francisco or the Giants of New York.
Yes.
Giants of San Francisco, all right. Barry Bonds was definitely on steroids. Fuck the Giants of New York. She's out. Your mom's already fucking tapped out on this
bullshit. Tapped out on this one. well, we have that.
Let's talk about Giants. Congratulations to the Texas Rangers on winning the World Series.
I didn't even know the World Series was happening.
Yeah.
Last I heard it was playoffs. Didn't give a shit.
Yep, five games.
All right, let's get to the Giants. Our Giants mythical... I'm starving. Read my mom's... Our Giants mythical stories
passed out. Damn, your mom... Sorry, I just noticed your mom was like, that spelling was terrible. I thought you were the one that had a stroke. I also saw you fucking spell checking this shit before we started this. Don't try to laugh that one off.
The problem is I didn't sign into my Grammarly account. You got to sign in. I was like, I know I'm making some mistakes here.
Fair enough.
Especially with how quickly I put this thing together.
Oh, speaking of, one last sports thing that I saw that I love. Did you see what happened after? I think I told you about it. Did you see what happened after the Broncos beat the Chiefs last week?
Oh, yes.
Shake it off. I was like, yes. Fuck Travis. Well, not Travis Kelce's cool. Fuck Taylor Swift. Honestly, Taylor Swift, sorry. Fuck that weird, cult following she has for some reason.
Oh, they're crazy.
It's weird. We were talking about it at work, and they're like, yeah, it's a bunch of little girls. I was like, no, it's fucking grown-ass women involved in that shit, too.
It's weird. I will say that. It is weird.
Like, literally, I saw videos of people that went to see that fucking movie they made of the Eras Tour. Yeah, they made a movie. It's in theaters. It's, sold out everywhere. I think my
daughters went to that. Maybe.
And you still call them your daughters?
I think so. Yeah, I think I will.
You should sell them. On Wayfair.
They're a little too old for that now.
I'm sure somebody will get in there.
Anyway.
Bid away!
I'll take
13 cents. But no, literally, it's weird. They're watching the movie, the lights are off and shit, and it's standing adults and tweens and shit, full blast orchestrally singing along to the songs in the movie as it's playing. That's fucking weird, dude.
Here's the thing.
And you got I saw a bunch of middle-aged husbands just sitting there
Oh, they're really enjoying it.
It was the best part of all the videos.
Here's the thing about Taylor.
Oh, you know, you're on a first-name basis with her?
I am. I don't see what she's not. This is going to sound horrible. I mean, it's not like she's.
Talented?
No, she has talent, but she's not. You know, her voice isn't Whitney Houston by any stretch of any imagination.
No, she's got a really good eye for people that write her music.
She's super tall from what I understand. She's 5'11". She's fairly tall.
I don't know shit about Taylor Swift. Tired of seeing her ass on fucking ESPN.
I mean, she's kind of, movement-wise, kind of awkward, I think.
Like a flamingo.
Yeah, but... The one good thing that I've noticed, she does have a sense of humor. Personality wise, I think she seems all right considering the amount of stardom that she has. Mm. That would be freaky as fuck.
No, I just kept seeing when it was official that they were dating, it was talking about whoever they played that week. I don't know who it was, but they're the Chargers beat the Chiefs today. I guess fucking Justin Herbert and Travis Kelce scored a six. I was like, damn.
Well, and I will say, she's not super hot either. She's
a girl next door.
Yeah, she's girl next door hot. She's attractive.
Yeah.
She's not.
There's like a minute long video of her and her and somebody like figuring out their fucking like touchdown celebration handshake. And I'm like, you go fuck yourself.
Yes.
Just high five and say, fuck yeah. Or let's fucking go.
But I will say all the TikToks and memes and stuff are kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. They're hilarious. They're almost as funny as Britney Spears' mental state.
I've been meaning to get into that. I hear it's going downhill.
Did you see the knives?
No, I haven't.
She still does those fucking dancing videos like in her fucking foyer. And one of them, she had a knife. And I'm like, that's how you get dead.
So basically, they shouldn't have taken her off that little what was that called that her dad had?
The conservatorship?
Conservatorship,
yes. This is starting to look like they need to put her in a fucking padded room.
She's had it rough.
Yeah.
She's had a rough life. Justin fucked her up.
Yeah, and, you know, along with the Mickey Mouse fun clubhouse money and the early teenage years fame money and the my sister also made money. My sister also still makes money.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Child stars, whether it be music or acting, doesn't end well.
Look at the Coreys.
I mean,
Feldman and Haim.
How many child stars in any genre or art form turned out really good?
Kenan Thompson's doing all right.
Macaulay Culkin, he's doing all right now, it sounds like. But he had a fucking shit show.
I still love that episode of Joe Rogan he was on when, like, the first thing you hear is Joe Rogan, before the cameras even flip on, is Joe Rogan going, you're surprisingly normal. And Macaulay Culkin just goes, I know, right?
I know, right? But, you know, like, the Coreys from back in the day.
R.I.P. to, is it Corey Haim that's dead or Corey Phil? I don't know.
One of them.
And the other one's irrelevant.
He's hit the nail right on the head with this trafficking thing. He's been saying that for 20 years.
Because he's a part of it. He's like, I was a Guatemalan refugee before all that shit went down.
But no child star, especially the younger ones, have really... Nobody can... It's incredibly... I would think it'd be incredibly hard to deal with that level of fame.
Yeah.
And keep a normal head about you.
Especially main character famous. Like, from what I understand, if I remember correctly, the other sisters from Full House did all right, but the Olsen twins, eesh.
Yeah.
They both look like, what's that movie about the AI doll? Kate or whatever the fuck it is?
Oh, yeah.
They both look like one of those.
Yes.
They got that flat duck bill mouth like, going on.
Apparently, like, Jodie Foster, you know, yeah, she had seemed normal.
Linda Blair might be the top notch.
Yeah, she did.
That bitch allegedly had fucking demons and shit. After that movie. Apparently, they say that movie was cursed.
Maybe we'll do an episode on it.
Yeah. Girl at work just read the book, and I was like, have you seen the movie? And she's like, no. I was like,
then what's the point?
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to finish the book and then read the movie. And then I was like, how's that book going? And she was like,
she's going to finish the book, then read the movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm having a stroke. But she was like, it gets a bit graphic. And I was like, which part? And she's like, where's she? I was like, pisses all over the floor. And she's like, no, with the crucifix. I was like, that's the good stuff.
Now we're talking.
Wait till you watch it with your eyeballs.
That's awesome.
They don't cut that one out.
They don't show that shit in Pornhub.
Until she crab walks down the stairs. That was so lame. I think that was added on the later edition where they also all they really did was that and like randomly threw in like fucking like shitty spirit Halloween faces. Well,
they redone it.
Stupid.
Well,
there's a new one, isn't there?
Yeah, it's not the same. It's a new version, I guess. Hmm. It's not a remake.
Oh, no. The one in Africa was all right.
So, but it's all right. Can we get to fucking Giants now? Are we done dicking around?
Yeah, I mean, you only got 5 pages, so we had to fill some time.
All right. Are Giants real or we know they've been, the stories of Giants have been passed down through the ages. So did they walk the earth? What do you think?
I think so.
Well,
I think it just depends on to what extreme we're talking about giants.
But here's the thing. We have to lay groundwork here. What constitutes a giant?
I think you can go like anything over like 7 to 7.5 if it's population based. If that's across the board for the population of something, you know?
Yes. I did it again.
Britney Spears reference. Callback.
Oops.
I did it again.
Yeah, it's giants are real.
Yeah, I think that's what I think that's where the argument needs to lie with this whole thing of whether or not giants existed is whether or not there was a society of these larger than average people.
Right. And how tall were Shaquille O'Neal, giant.
He's a fridge.
Andre the Giant. It's in the name. But
Andre the Giant was the original model for the Easter Island heads.
Right. But gigantism is a thing.
Yeah.
You know, basically it's the excess amount of growth hormone that accelerates
in the pituitary gland, right? I believe.
And causes their muscles, bones, and connective tissue to grow unchecked. This leads to an abnormal increase in height as well as several soft tissue changes, which the human body cannot withstand. They all have problems. They all don't live very long.
Yeah.
If it goes untreated.
I just feel like there's, like, because there still is. There's still, like, some tribe in Africa that's, like, abnormally tall. Right. On the reg.
On the reg?
Yeah.
Or on the rag? Which one?
Both.
Okay.
I think it might be the ones that bathe in cow piss.
Sweet.
They do. They just go under the cows while they're pissing and, like, they're like, I love this. It's a warm shower. I'm going to go run in the field and chase down a lion and jump really fucking high later.
No.
Because I think it might also be that tribe. They can, like, allegedly, like, free, like, sit, stand flat-footed, and, like, jump over a fucking, like, car and shit.
No. You have to... We know giants are real. Now, where things get weird is these mythical giants are more hybrid humans.
Yeah, especially when you get into, like, the Cyclops giants and shit like
right,
that.
Right, right. Like, I mean, there are stories of giants all throughout history. They're littered with the Bible, in the Bible, several times they're talking about. David versus Goliath.
Yeah. Well, and especially because, like we were saying, giants back then could just be people like we were just talking about. Because, like, if you think about it, smaller population makes for smaller opportunity for genetic anomalies such as that to rear their heads. Mm-hmm. So 2,500 years ago, you see a 7'2" dude, you're probably like, oh my heavens. Well, somebody please alert the gods. We've got a giant. Well, we're all fucked. Get Amadeus to come fucking bless us all because we're going to die.
And I think as the ancient past, a giant is much different than a giant of today.
Do you like that?
Like
Planet of the Apes
reference? Right. Like, for instance, the David versus Goliath story. You know, just for those non-religious people who didn't go to Sunday school, a young King David, when he was a youngster, he was making his bones.
Oh, from the Bible. Not to be confused with King David Gunn from the band King 810.
Yeah, but David took a stone from his bag, slung it. Basically, Goliath was starting some shit.
Yeah.
The Canaanites were starting some shit.
Everybody wants to talk some shit about that. I saw a video on fucking TikTok or Instagram or some shit of like, it was like why slingshots were so favored in olden days. And this motherfucker like did like a, like the swing and did like a full body spin. And like you heard that bitch like squeakow coming out of there, like into him. And he just threw it into a mountain. I was like, I'm just sitting there waiting for the mountain to fucking fall. Cause like literally it was like he cracked a whip. And I'm like, you tell me there's something in that motherfucker? Everybody's dead. That's like that's like ye old sniper rifle bullet. That's just going through every cranium that it fucking encountered. That thing had to come out of there at 287,000 fucking centimeters per second. That the pressure or the power coming off of that slingshot when that man slingshotted it could be fucking measured in newtons.
I'll take your word for it.
That rock was probably 287 degrees when it came out of that.
Well, see what happened was basically Goliath and the Canaanites were starting some shit. Excuse me, God. So they challenged the, and David accepted the challenge. Said, "I'll come, I'll roll with you for
you a little bit. Want to go, bitch?"
So David slung a slingshot, hit Goliath right in the head. Goliath went down. Old David walked over to him, grabbed his, took his sword from his sheath,
his scabbard,
Goliath's sword, chopped his head off.
Don't think he could pick it up.
Little gangster.
Also, I feel like in reality, it would be more like the mountain when he fought the serpent or whatever, when he just kind of played dead and then he fucking hooked his heel and crushed his skull.
Yeah. Now, the Canaanites, I believe, were a race of giants.
The Candy Knights?
Canaanites.
Candy Knights.
But this story, what people really should take away from the story, the David versus Goliath, quit bullshitting, quit talking a big game. Goliath should have been fucking ready.
He should have just, like, caught the rock and been like,
No, you shouldn't. You're big. You don't, little guy, you want to get your hands on him. You don't want to keep this
in. But he just sat there with his hands on his hips while this guy's like,
but no, Goliath wanted to talk shit, run his fucking mouth and yip and yap and call him out.
Well, because doesn't this kind of repeat itself to an extent in other mythology? Like, Greek mythology didn't, what's his fucking name? It's something with an Isius or an Usius or an Usus or Augustus. Achilles. Didn't Achilles like slay somewhat of a giant at Troy?
I'm not aware of that. Maybe. I don't know.
It wasn't that supposed to be like the end of it, but it just wasn't. They're like, how about instead? Well, I'll elect my best warrior against your best warrior.
Yeah, but I'm not quite sure what the size was. Yes, but that was actually the only thing I know about that shit. The Trojans were dumbasses. Oh, no! The Trojans were the smart ones. That's right.
The horse.
Yeah, if you fall for the horse, somebody left a big ass horse outside your gate, and you bring that.
Yeah, those Frenchmen in Monty Python and the Holy Grail didn't fall for that shit with that big dumb rabbit.
No,
fuck. They launched that motherfucker straight over the wall again. Right. He said, "I fought in your general direction."
But we getting back to the biblical stories of like David and Goliath, we don't know exactly. I believe they say actually how tall Goliath is or was in some weird, you know, unit of measurement. I don't understand it. I was going to Google it and translate it, so I don't give a fuck that much. But the human people have gotten taller over time.
Yeah.
Just over the last 150 years. Mm. The average height of us has went up 4 inches.
Yeah, that's because everything's got fucking steroids in it.
Well, steroids, you know, a little bit better diet.
Pesticides.
So we are naturally getting taller. So back in the biblical times, probably the average height was Tom Cruise.
Which is crazy because like, or even shorter.
Right.
If you think about that time span, because like, I'm currently still, I believe, above average height. And I think of myself as being a very average height person.
Right, but you're actually pretty tall.
Yeah, like I'm but maybe flirting with 6'1 on a good day.
Yeah. See, and now, I remember back when I was closer to 6'2", 6'3", I seemed taller than everybody.
Yeah.
Now that I'm closer to 6, it seems like everybody's looking me in the eye.
How's the weather up there?
So, you know, we are getting taller. And back then, people were much shorter. So how tall actually? So naturally, the limit for or the threshold for a giant would be much shorter than what we would say think now. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm just thinking of like, what if the whole world was like what we would consider little people, but they were like hobbits, basically, back in the day. Like, yeah. This is how it was. Like, it really makes everything, if you think about it, way funnier. Like, could you imagine the Battle of Troy with a bunch of tiny little people? Like,
advance! Ah!
It just times 200,000.
So I'm not even going to touch that. Isn't it wrong? I was thinking about this the other day. Speaking of little people,
tangent.
Isn't saying dwarf a isn't that a no-no now?
I don't know why it would be. I mean, they do.
We know you can't say the M.
They are afflicted with dwarfism of some sort.
That's kind of my point. I thought I heard saying using the term dwarf is bad, but isn't the syndrome or whatever dwarfism?
Yeah, there's multiple types of it too.
Do we have to change it to little personism?
I don't know. I haven't heard that shit.
Okay, maybe I'm just making.
I would rather just be called a dwarf than a little person. I'd be like. Like that's what you call your kids. This is a little person.
I will say this, TikTok, when you get those little people videos, mm-hmm. I get a little uncomfortable.
I don't know. They got fucking dump trucks on them though. I love seeing the workout ones, like some of those dwarves that like or whatever you're supposed to call them. Please feel free to leave it in the comments. Like fucking squatting like 385 and shit, and I'm like. That doesn't count.
I don't have to go down an inch and a half.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
So, anyway, my point is, getting back to the topic at hand.
We went to the complete opposite topic from what we're talking about.
Back in the biblical times, a giant could have been 6'5".
Yeah.
But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about giants like Game of Thrones, the giants beyond the wall. We're talking 15, 20 foot.
Yeah.
The creature, the cryptid type giant.
Yeah, the good stuff.
All right, where was
it? Jack and the Beanstalk type shit.
But, oh, I forgot even about basically where giants come from.
The Nephilim?
The Nephilim.
Yeah.
Which basically, see, you read the notes. Look at that.
No, I went down a rabbit hole of the possible existence of giants a handful of years ago.
Now, the Nephilim are a mysterious beings of or people in the Hebrew Bible who are described as being large and very strong. Hebrew word Nephilim sometimes translates as giant or giant ones, I believe. Some view them as the offspring of fallen angels. Or they think giants, actually, what we consider giants, are the offspring of when the Nephilim or Watchers mated with the fine women of Earth.
Because they're hybrids.
Because we all know Earth girls are easy.
Jim Carrey, Jeff Goldblum, Damon Wayans, Julia Roberts.
So that
is that Julia Roberts?
I don't
know. Is it Gina Davis?
I think Gina Davis, but don't quote me on that.
There's no crying in baseball. That was the only Gina reference quote or reference. Or Gina. Fuck me in the fucking mouth. The only Gina Davis reference I can pull off the top of my head. So they're basically, again, the argument of aliens comes into this one too. Because there are a lot of people say that the Nephilim were just fucking aliens.
I'm losing it now. What are the freaking...
With the Anunnaki?
Yeah, Anunnaki.
Yeah.
Same thing. Large. They
and in charge.
Basically created the human race as slave labor to mine the gold for their so they could put it in their atmosphere. If I'm not mistaken, that's the story or how it goes.
I don't know.
And naturally, as all slave owners do, they end up fucking the slaves.
Yep. I want to know how Thor feels about all this.
And the Norse gods, you know, there are giants in the Norse religion.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, like all religion, there are very similar things because probably they all stole from each other.
Or in some ways, you perform just that whole region, like Germany and Germanic tribes and shit. Fucking trolls were massive.
Trolls?
Yeah.
I thought trolls were tiny.
Depends on where you're at.
Oh.
Some of them have dwarfism. Some of them have gigantism. Dwarves are people, too. Or trolls are people, too.
Dwarves' life
matters. Not dwarves.
Trolls' life matters.
Yep. TLM. Troll lives matter. So, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dead, so that was the closest physical representation we could probably find.
Oh, don't get those people. Those are worse than the Swifties.
Yeah, I don't hate on Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but God damn it, she was old. Holy shit, you could tell.
Like I said, I don't want to get that old.
Nah.
That bitch was
working out into her 90s, too. She had a personal trainer and shit. I'm like, how much personal training are you really doing? Are you just going, like, walk there and back, and we'll call it a day, Ruth?
I mean, 20 minutes or an hour ago, I was trying to give the dog a treat, and damn it blew out my knee.
Fair enough.
I don't want to see what's going to happen.
Before anybody jumps my ass, I'm not hating on Ruth Bader Ginsburg as a joke.
Oh,
because she did look like shit when she died. The
Crypt Keeper.
Rightfully so. She's old as fuck.
I don't want to be that old. Fuck
Never,
that.
Negative, Ghost Rider. I'm out. Tap me the fuck out. As long as all my loved ones are prepared for me to get fucking die.
At about 70 or 75, I'm going to say, okay, time to punch the old time clock.
I'm thinking like 68, so I never have to be 69, so people are like.
I want to make it to 69 because I want to do it on my 69th birthday.
You ever hear about the old Chinese couple that lived in the apartment above their restaurant?
No.
It was a cool evening, and they came upstairs, and they finally, you know, bathed and had some dinner, and they cleaned up and everything. And it was, she said, oh, it's your birthday. What do you want for birthday? He said, I want 69. She said, chicken or pork?
For those people just listening to the podcast and not getting the visual.
The person who said that has small eyes.
Is of Asian descent, so he can get away with that.
I know I got called out by this tall black dude that I'm pretty sure was high as fuck working at Speedway last night. He was like, nah, you Korean or something. I was like,
oh.
I was like, racist? No, I'm part Japanese. Thank you, though. And then he told me that he was the stuntman that fucking slid down that flag or whatever the fucking rush hour. And he dated Soo Young. I was like, what the fuck does that have to do with me?
How did he end up in Thornton's?
Speedway.
Speedway in Hamilton.
Yeah, he said he was a stuntman for fucking Chris Tucker. And I was like, he was like, hey, you know I dated Soo Young. He was like, we're family. I know how you work. I was like, this is the most racist shit ever. Like, I was like, am I supposed to start? Do I start saying racist shit back now? You're talking about how you dated Soo Young, and that's somehow relevant to me because I'm of some type of Asian descent. Oh, cool. Let's start talking about fried chicken and watermelon, Jamal. Fuck you. Like, I instantly was like, damn, like, why are you just throwing out racist shit at me? I didn't say shit to you. I wanted to, like, just to see if we could get a camaraderie going over racism. Like, I think his name was Jamal, too. Like, I really do. I'm pretty sure that's what his fucking name tag said. Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
But I was like, damn, you're going to stereotype the fuck out of me just by, so you allegedly worked on Rush Hour and dated Soo Young, therefore we know each other now because you're black and I'm Asian and Rush Hour was a fucking film. The fuck?
With? Like,
Chinese people and Koreans for the most part.
A man of color.
Yeah.
And an Asian. They come together.
You could have just said men of two different colors. But I did, though. Like, he threw me off with that shit. I was like, damn. I was like, I feel like I owe you a racism back now.
correct me if I'm wrong, you being of Japanese descent, aren't the Japanese fairly racist?
There's a lot of inter-Oriental, which apparently is a bad word, too. There's a lot of inter-Asian. Like, it's more like elitism. Like, there's tiers.
Like, the Japanese.
Like, the Japanese are the top. The Chinese are second. Then you have, like,
the Koreans.
Koreans. And then everyone else. And then the Filipinos on the bottom.
Aren't. If I'm not mistaken, aren't some people of Indian descent, aren't they considered Asians, too?
They are Asians.
Yeah, yeah. So
India's in Asia. So it was, right. But
that's what's weird.
I think Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, like Mongolia. Nobody talks about Mongolia because that's.
But
Mongolia just does their own fucking thing. They ride horses and have.
This is going like, to sound no, so fucking racist. What I'm about to say.
Hit me. But, hit me. Get, if it's not more racist than what that fucking dude at Speedway said to me. instantly. He called me fucking, he said, no, you Korean or something. I was like, I'm not.
Well, here's the thing.
And then it turns into rush hour. I'm like, hold on. And they started talking about fucking, somebody getting in the White House, and he was like, you need to have us in the back. I was like, oh, so you're fucked up. That's where this is coming from. You're just talking out your ass because you're probably stoned as shit.
Well,
got it. He was also trying to fix some fucking chick's car unsuccessfully.
I cannot tell the difference visually between Japanese, Chinese, Korean.
It's pretty easy once you get used to it.
Y'all look alike to me.
So it's skin tone, angle of the eye. Legitimately, like, people think that. Seriously? Sounds, yeah. But I told you that story, didn't I? The time that I was sitting at the bar, and one of the bartenders at where I work came up to me, and she was like, you're Japanese, right? And I was like, yeah, why? And she was like, that guy down there asked. I was like, the Asian guy? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, go ask him if he's Thai or Vietnamese. And she came back, she was like, he's Vietnamese. I was like, yeah. And she was like, how do you know that? I was like, it's just a thing. We know. And I just kind of looked at him. I was like, we know.
But this is kind of my point. The Japanese, the Chinese, the Koreans look very similar in features.
Well, yeah, that's just like saying somebody from Nigeria is very similar in features to somebody from Zimbabwe.
Yes, but
then, it's just a regional thing.
But then you have India.
Well, yeah, but you have India, you have Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, all those areas are similar.
I guess. I'm just saying.
Then you've got Russians that look Asian. In Siberia and shit.
That's only because Russia,
is in two continents.
Yes. It's so fucking big. It's which actually, Russia is not as big as what we think it is.
Russia's the size of Rhode Island.
No. I think the way the map is drawn, because when you take a round map and make it flat.
Yeah.
It fucks with the...
the proportions?
Yes, because apparently Africa is like twice as big.
Africa's huge.
It's twice as big as what it's represented on the map.
That's why I don't know. If Africa's that big, how the fuck big is Australia? Because Australia's pretty goddamn big, too.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure, isn't good. Doesn't Australia have more square kilometers than all of the United States?
I do not know.
I think it does. It's fucking massive. And useless. There's nothing good. That's where the giants are hiding. Fucking Australia, because nobody gives a shit. They're just out there with the dragons and the dinosaurs just kicking it.
Have you seen those TikToks where
Barramundi
showing dragons?
Uh-uh.
They're saying, dragons are real.
I don't get on TikTok.
It's obviously fake, but...
Well, I mean, were dragons not real? Dinosaurs? Pterosaurs? Flying dinosaurs? To an extent.
Did they spit fire?
But where do we split the hair of what makes a dragon a dragon?
I'm
currently in the middle of getting a lot of ammunition on this argument because the Common Descent podcast does their spooky episodes for the Halloween times, and they did Asian dragons, Eastern European dragons, and Western European dragons.
And they all hate each other.
The Eastern and the Western Europeans had a little thing. They're like, hey, don't you come over here with those fucking curly sideburns, you piece of shit. And then they were like, hey, your mustache is dumb. Let's fight about it. We have a difference of opinion. Want to fight about it? It's pretty much how that goes. But yeah, no, I mean, at what point do you draw the line of what classifies something as a dragon?
While we're
talking about this in an episode about giants. I mean, if you're gonna be a giant, what are you gonna ride? A fucking woolly mammoth or a fucking dragon?
I would think, in my limited intelligence, I associate spitting fire the traditional dragon. That's a dragon.
But also, they made the point. Boing. They also made the point of like the miscommunication through the eras. Because like, there's spitting cobras. It's not fire, but like it'll make you feel like your eyeballs are on fire.
That's true.
There's fucking horny toads shooting blood out of their eyes sockets and shit.
Okay. Point taken. You've made your point, but I think fire-breathing dragons would be cool as fuck.
Birds are modern dinosaurs. Dinosaurs were dragons. Therefore, chickens are dragons.
And they are tasty.
Ipso facto, quid pro quo.
They are tasty. Now, the question is, are there giant chickens?
Well, that would be a turkey.
Okay. Speaking of
This is a hell of a tangent.
I think I'm getting a turkey from work.
For what? Like a living turkey?
No.
Oh. Okay.
For Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, you work in a fucking, basically a machining shop of sorts, and they're just like, here you go, here's your November bonus.
I think
his name's Humphrey.
I think they give turkeys out. So we might be...
God damn it. Are they, a fucking 1970s Harlem drug dealer?
Probably. My point is, you might be making a turkey.
I hate making turkey. I'm putting it in the smoker.
Oh, we got to figure that thing out.
They're not that hard.
Okay, let's get back to fucking Giants. Now,
we're fucking Giants tonight.
Where the fuck was I in the notes? Okay, do Giants have any basis in reality?
Yes.
We've already covered
it. For once, we actually instantly agree on something now, in this fucking podcast.
Let's get to the main part of this fucking god-awful tangent episode. Tangent-riddled episode, I should say. The Giant of Kandahar. Now, many people, if you watch YouTube, you've heard this. You've seen videos on this. It's a fascinating story that happened back in 2002 where some special forces, while out on patrol, came across the giant and got attacked.
Wasn't it a ginger?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
Now, the way the story goes, basically, is there was I believe they were SEALs. Navy SEAL squadron or whatever. SEAL.
A team.
Yeah. SEAL team was out on patrol and somehow disappeared. They lost contact with HQ.
I know that from my time in the...
Vietnam.
In my time in the Navy on Call of Duty.
Where do the Vietnamese rank in the Asian hierarchy?
They're jungle Asians. Oh, the jungle Asians are all together.
Jesus Christ.
Don't blame me. Bobby Lee came up with that fucking term.
Isn't Bobby Lee Korean?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's up there in the top three.
Okay.
But he's definitely in the bottom two of the three, if you will.
Oh, fuck. We are getting so canceled.
I'm just going to go off and on a tangent about Asian people and see if I can get into like some kind of Twitter battle with Bobby Lee for views.
But okay, in 2002... SEAL team end up missing. So what did the U.S. government do? Send another SEAL team out to find them. While they were searching for this SEAL team, they were traveling in the mountains of Afghanistan, and they were following a path, and they came to an entrance of a large cave. Now, this story became popular by a man by the name of Stephen Quayle. He was a radio host of Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast AM?
I don't think it's Coast to Coast AM. Because I've never heard of this fucktard.
He could be. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think so. He obviously just, you know, stealing some shit. But he had a survivor from this on, apparently.
Beyonce.
But the SEAL team, when they got to this, came upon this entrance, they noticed bones.
David Duchovny.
And then David Duchovny.
Yeah, Bones?
No, that's David Boreanaz. David Duchovny.
Who the fuck is David Duchovny?
X-Files.
Oh, yeah, the one with the big dick.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've never
Allegedly, seen... I think, right?
Well, good for him.
Okay, Angel.
That's David Boreanaz. That's Bones and yeah. Angel. Okay. Are we straight?
Boning angels.
Okay.
You know, there's.
We already talked about the Nephilim.
I know you liked that shit back in the day because you
boning like, Nephilims.
No, fucking Buffy and Angel and stuff. Because
I never watched.
You like men's.
I never watched Buffy the TV show. I did see the movie with Luke Perry and Christy Swan.
Oh my god, I saw a really good one. Another random tangent, but it was like fucking.
By midnight, we will get through this episode.
It was like what it's like when people talk to you about being a Cowboys fan, and it was a clip of that. Clearly gay black dude that was telling his church about how he was delivered from his gayness. He was like, well, brother's got something to tell you. He's got his bow tie on and shit. And he's like, I just wanted to tell everybody that I'm not gay no more. I don't like men's. I like women. I'm not gay no more. I was like, I'm okay with you being gay, but something tells me You might still be gay. And that's fine.
Overselling it, baby. Overselling it.
He was like screaming, like he's getting all like all raspy and shit. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, well, you know, Bruce Willis, although all the movie roles that he has played in real life, that does not in fact make him a detective or a army sergeant or a secret agent. He's still just Bruce Willis.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
All right, I'm like, you're over here, you're giving off real Robert Downey Jr. from Tropic Thunder vibes here, man. Like, who you? I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
Classic movie. As a matter of fact, I'm going to watch that movie.
Dude, still one of the best fucking scenes from that movie, and I say it all the time, nobody even fucking pays attention to.
What?
It's when they're walking along, and Ben Stiller's got him lost, and he says something about, it was when he was like, when they got in a little argument, he was like, come on, guys, we're supposed to be working as a unit. He said, suck my unit. And he turned to you and he was like, what is wrong with you people? And he said, what do you mean, you people? And then the actual black guy like stuck his head out on the corner and he was like, what do you mean, you people? That's not the funny part. The funny part is when you rewatch that movie, watch that scene. Because when the actual black dude goes, what do you mean, you people? Robert Downey Jr. does not acknowledge him whatsoever and just goes, huh? And the dude's literally right over his shoulder the whole time. It's so fucking funny, man. Oh, my God.
I mean,
that when movie. He's spitting all over Ben Stiller when he's like fake crying for the scene in the beginning of the movie. He's got those fake ass floppy arms.
That movie could never be made today. But, even when it was made, that was pushing it.
Yeah. He said, no, you can't have any fucking jelly beans. They're my jelly beans.
Oh, okay.
Literally Tom Cruise's best role in any film ever.
Yeah, I was.
When he was like, Red Dragon, do me a favor. Take a step back and literally, fuck your own face. I will rain down on you in a godly fucking firestorm. I'm talking scorched earth, motherfucker. Beep. And then very calmly, we do not negotiate with terrorists. And everybody's just... That movie was fucking... especially just look at the cast. Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., Jack Black, Tom Cruise, Bill Hader was Matthew in there somewhere. Was in it. Matthew McConaughey, Jay Baruchel, Danny McBride.
Oh, yeah. I forgot who
was. What's his name? I always want to say Mickey Rourke, but it's not Mickey Rourke. The guy with that didn't have hands but had hands. Fuck, what's his name? He's probably dead now. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, probably. I'm going to, matter of fact, find that movie and see. It's got to be on something.
It's got to be. I made Better Half watch The Watch for the first time ever.
The Watch.
With Ben Stiller and Vince Vaughn and Jonah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that movie. He's
with like, aliens.
Oh, my God. That movie's so that's another fucking great movie. When he said, caught this kid throwing eggs out of the football field. Suck a big fat dick, Chucho. That movie's full of fucking one-liners. Like, he's when they found the alien blood, he said, this feels like cum. he said, it's very cum-like. And then the guy that ended up being the alien, he said, the look, the feel, the color. He was like, it's the wrong color, Jamarcus. He's like, but cum.
How oh my the God. Fuck are we talking about this on an episode about the Giants?
You know,
Giants
sometimes people. You just got to let Jesus take the wheel.
Man, he's steering us right off course into a fucking tree.
I still want that button where it'll make pop the more you know star across the screen randomly.
All right.
But it'll change it like, go fuck yourself.
Where the fuck was I? Okay.
You just read the Stephen Quayle part.
Okay. Anyway, the SEAL team showed what?
An army squad went missing.
Went missing. I'm so far back. I've jumped around so far. Anyway, I'm doing this without the...
Free balling it.
Of course I'm free balling. I don't believe in underwear.
I just bought some new underwear, I guess, the other day. They're great.
Good to know.
I love new underwear. New underwear, new socks. Game changer.
I will say new socks is...
I almost bought some.
Life changing.
Just in fact, to do.
I have to do that tomorrow.
I want to get some pair of thieves, but they're so expensive.
Okay. Now, Giant socks. No, giant people.
Giant cocks.
Which neither one of us know anything about.
Except these ones.
SEAL team, find cave opening. Notice bones.
Dead.
The word bones got us off on that.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
Missing.
All right. They got disappeared. They noticed a piece of military equipment broken and scattered in a clearing next to the bones. This was, I believe, a comm kit, which is very important to the squadron. I mean, top secret. They don't want this shit getting into the enemy's hands, and they can hear them.
Yeah.
So this is one of those things like the special Black Hawk helicopters. You got to destroy this shit if you're going to get caught. So when the SEALs...
Grenade-shaped butt plugs.
Yes. The SEALs, when they saw this, did get a little concerned.
No shit.
So they immediately backed up, formed in formation. Got in a formation because they're naturally thinking they're going to be ambushed.
Yeah.
They are in a war zone.
Wouldn't you throw a fucking... I would throw a fucking flare down there just to be sure.
Well...
Or a flashbang.
They didn't... You'll find out they didn't get close... weren't able to. They decide to go make a move towards the entrance of the cave and see if their missing comrades are in there. But basically, at the time they were getting ready to enter, they were met by a giant 15 to 20 foot tall red-haired ginger, six finger having motherfucker with a spear.
And two rows of teeth.
And two rows of teeth.
So, what was it? It was that one guy that played for the Celtics back in the day, Scalabrine.
Hmm?
He was like a 7 foot tall redhead.
Oh. But he was carrying a spear, like I said. He immediately plunged his spear into one SEAL. And naturally, the remaining SEALs opened up fire.
And he would think, call me crazy, if a fucking 12-foot-tall ginger comes out of the darkness, the first thing I'm doing is shooting it.
Well, apparently...
Or 12-foot-tall anything. Let's not split hairs on hair color, skin color, well, sexual orientation, none of that. If you come out of the darkness at that height, you're getting shot. That's what your guns are for.
Well, apparently...
I feel like it's not going to come out and be friendly.
These witnesses said he came out, I'm assuming it's a he, and he identified as a he.
Mm.
Came out of the cave with a quickness.
Yeah.
And just speared the guy. And then they said, oh shit, and they opened up fire. Now, the reports of the witness, or the survivors of this, said for 30 seconds, they were going balls to the wall, throwing fucking lead at this motherfucker. Went down. Naturally, you would, after 30 seconds, probably, what, how many rounds? Probably thousands of rounds.
Probably, depending on how many there were.
Yeah.
See, fucking idiots, if one of you would have just thrown a rock at his forehead really hard, he would have been fine.
No shit, you didn't need to fucking waste all that fucking taxpayer money.
Clearly, we've already established giants have a weakness to slingshots and rocks. Duh. Get your shit together, U.S. military. You got fucking audio assault devices and fucking heart attack guns, but you can't throw a rock at a motherfucker.
Now, according to the witness, the giant redheaded double row teeth, six fingers, six toes having motherfucker was larger than a charge. He had animal hide as shoes. So
what
obviously.
What fuck animal did he kill to cover his feet?
Probably a buffalo.
A goat each?
Probably.
Just given with, you know, the geographic area?
Yes, I would think so. I
mean, he's got Yeti skin shoes.
But this shows some intelligence. Not just a wild, inbred...
giant.
Hillbilly.
That's your worst fucking nightmare. A 12-foot tall hills have eyes looking motherfucker.
Yeah. They said he had the odor of decaying meat or dead bodies.
Delicious.
Of course, I don't believe there's any hygiene is not a big thing in the desert.
Yeah, you wouldn't think. Water's especially in a cave.
Water's a little scarce. I'm just going out of a big, heavy old limb on that. Now.
So are you, wait, hold on. When was this?
2002.
So we found this cocksucker before we found Bin Laden?
Fuck yeah, we did.
The fuck?
Well, this is Bin Laden's personal bodyguard. He did this as a diversion so he could get out the back end of the cave. This is
Bin Laden's illegitimate son.
Maybe. Where was I at? Oh. Basically, they called for reinforcements after they shot this, pumped him full of lead. They brought a helicopter, loaded up their dead
thing.
Well, their dead, the dead seal, and they cargo netted this guy, this big giant, under the helicopter. Took him back to the base. They loaded it up on, or loaded, yeah, loaded it up.
It.
It, whatever. Whatever.
Them.
Onto a aircraft, and it took off, never to be seen again.
Sounds about right. Just like the mermaids.
Yes. According to the witness, they were forced to sign non-disclosure agreements, so they could not talk about it.
As is tradition with the U.S. government.
Now, there are those people that believe this is a hoax. If I'm being honest, this is a little hard to believe. But they state that the State Department or Department of Defense has no record of this, and they use that as proof.
Of course they don't.
I don't think they're going to be advertising this.
I also don't think that anybody believes that we have access to all of the Department of Defense's shit anyway.
Right. I'm not sure how good the bookkeeping is on Black Ops.
Right.
They lose billions of dollars.
You would think there would be arguably none.
Yes, you would think. Now, many of these skeptics believe that this is the brain from the brain was created by a gentleman by the name, I'm assuming it's a gentleman, L.A. Marzulli, an author, blogger, and filmmaker. He created the story because I believe one of the witnesses was his driver, I believe.
He's like the Casey Neistat of giants and militaries.
So if you break down this story to kind of see if there's any validity to this, the way... I was never in the military, but the way it seems to me, and from what I
was a Boy Scout.
I was never a Boy Scout.
Pretty sure that counts.
Maybe.
Saw some shit.
Rubber.
Did a lot of terrible things with those rubber Swiss Army knives.
Yeah. The way the SEALs or the soldiers, whatever term you want to use, whether they were SEALs or not, the way they were concerned and were with the finding of the comm kit, that makes sense. That from some of the other people who have listened to the story, who had military training, that would cause them to be alarmed and start to take certain actions.
Yeah.
So this kind of makes it credible, just not some blowhard that making up a story necessarily, or at least they got the stories right. Wow, there's a lot of mistakes on that. That's going to drive me fucking crazy.
Stupid.
What?
The first one alone. This are very important.
Yes.
That West Virginia's coming out really hard.
Bite my penis. Where am I at? Oh, I want to get to something. I covered all that. Now, this might be a hoax because
we're talking about a 15-foot-tall redhead with two rows of teeth and six fingers.
No, not necessarily.
That takes away from the legitimacy to me.
No, not
the six fingers. We'll get two to rows that of teeth thing.
We'll get into that. Hold on. That actually makes it more credible. If I'm
really, because that's the same shit. Who was it? Didn't Dusty Rhodes tell fucking Ric Flair that about Andre the Giant, and he fucking believed him for like 10 years?
We'll get to this. We'll get to patience, Grasshopper. Patience.
Gracious.
I'm just joining your fun.
That's why the Asian sits in the corner. The white man has access to all the food and everything. I get this. This is all I get. I have to sit here with
Jesus Christ.
One Gatorade Zero a day.
I have a roommate as an Asian, and I've eaten more rice than... That's racist. Stereotype.
That's just easy, simple carbohydrates. And don't act like you don't love having somebody that fucking cooks 13 meals at a time.
You get a little crazy with the peppers, though. Jesus Christ.
I only put one bell pepper in it.
Dial it down a little.
The most I put in anything spice-wise is fucking one jalapeno. Because I know you're a poussoir.
I just don't like that shit.
It's good. It's good for you.
Nasty.
Anyway, good for you.
Where the fuck was I at?
You need that riboflavin. Oh,
okay. One thing that makes them... we're talking about, is this a hoax? There are apparently two different stories out there. Now, the second story is somewhat similar, but it's the story of that the SEAL team was just out on patrol. They came across the Taliban, who was fighting the ginger giant with...
The gin-giant?
Yes, with...
The giant-ger?
Yes, with double rows of teeth, six fingers, six toes.
Now, did the Taliban... corroborate those facts?
Now, I will say this. The Taliban were probably smarter. They had their fucking rocks and slingshots. That was racist. I know.
Is it smarter or is it just what they had?
They were straight David in it.
Whatever. They had AKs. They're fucking... They're slinging 7.62 at that motherfucker.
In this version, three SEALs died. Now, there have been several videos about this incident and even some interviews from soldiers. In the way, I haven't seen most of them, but
I've seen a couple of them.
It's from what I've understood, it seems like some of these soldiers are very passionate about this. Either they're fantastic actors or they're lying.
They're giving you the old, you weren't there, man.
And I will say this, generally soldiers, when they discuss this kind of stuff, do not... They don't really fuck around with this kind of shit. You don't see a lot of soldiers, I could be wrong about this, would make something up to get a little 15 minutes of fame. Especially about a wartime. I guess you can't say that either. I don't know. I give them more credit, just like I give the Navy pilots about UFO sightings a little bit more credit. I take their word a little bit more seriously than Billy Bob out in the cornfield doing meth. Seeing a UFO.
Good man.
When a soldier tells me this story is possible, I tend more to believe it than if you hit that motherfucker one more time. I buy it a little bit more. I give it a little bit more credence. Now, there are legends from the locals about giants.
What if this is just fucking... like two or three Taliban members doing the little rascals.
Stand on the Joe's shoulders. That I would not. That I'd buy. I'd buy that.
That's great. That's hilarious.
Now, this is getting back to the rows of teeth. This goes along, believe it or not, we have found giant bones all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
And in North America. We have found them. I'm going to go. We have found giant bones, skeletons, and a common feature is double rows of teeth and six fingers,
which could lead you down the road of them being fucking aliens. Because you know who else had multiple rows of teeth? The Coneheads.
That's very true. There could be an alien connection here, and I believe the red Jesus mother put. Walk away.
I'm just gonna put a cup holder on the fucking thing. I'm just gonna finish it. This is what I'm gonna do.
So, you know, that makes it a little bit more interesting that this story right there, put that right there. This story does line up with what we have reported, we've seen in actual findings of weird bones. So it does, it lines up. So, what do you think?
I mean, I don't know, man. Because it's I find it weird when there's always just one.
What do you mean?
One? About anything?
Like, oh yeah,
the Giants, the this that. Like, there's always just one. That's not how it works. There's got to be more than one. To what? Are you telling me they didn't go check every cave after that point and just fucking shoot a missile down that bitch just to be safe?
That's a good point. And I will say this. A year or two ago, while we were at your while I was at your place of employment, there was a gentleman that you know, that we both know, that I haven't seen there lately.
Yeah.
That served.
Yeah.
I asked him about this very thing.
Yeah.
He said no. He says bullshit. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I don't know. I think there would be some kind of documentation about it. They're not going to come out with the battle plan or the body, but I would think you could at least probably find something from 2002 where a SEAL got killed.
Like, there's no pictures? Like, none of them took a picture or nobody took a souvenir?
They're in a gunfight for their life with a fucking
after
giant.
It's dead?
Well, you know they confiscated that shit.
You nobody took a fucking souvenir before they came and got it? Like how the guys in Vietnam used to cut off ears and put necklaces, make them out into necklaces and shit?
Could this just... You're fucked.
Yeah, that makes me think of fucking... Oh, God. Not to, you know, mention too many other podcasts, but fucking Nick from Ohio talked about that. Said he talked to, like, some guy that was in the Vietnam War. And he was, like, stuck up in this tree or some shit. And he had to, like, just kill his way out of and like, just wait it out and keep killing Charlies. And he was like, I took an ear off everybody. He said, I ended up with a necklace with 13 ears on it. And he was like, you killed 6.5 guys. As oh my God. He said, no, it was one fucking ear. It's 13 people, one ear each. Oh my God, that show's so funny. But the perfect example, like, if you were in this scenario, you wouldn't fucking take a tooth or something, like, something. Because realistically, almost anything you take off of that body would have some type of a DNA evidence that could be tested, and they could go, yeah, this ain't nothing we know of.
Actually, what I would look, I mean, I'm dealing with
you'd look at his dick.
A 20-foot giant.
That's all I was thinking. I was like, man, if this thing came out hot, like, is he, like... Are people just getting, like, fucking, like, catching brain damage from catching a fucking, a giant wiener to the head?
I mean, that motherfucker.
Like, not even on purpose. They just happen to be in the wrong part of the place at the wrong time, and he turns really hard and just.
I mean, if the giant is 20 feet tall, I'm thinking he's got to have at least a 3-foot.
It'd be like, you remember, what was it? Was it Jackass 4? Where in the beginning of the movie, they all came to Johnny Knoxville's house, and he hooked up the thing so that he could hit the button, and that giant fucking airbag would come out and hit him in the face. Is it kind of like one of those situations?
Yes.
Hmm. I wonder if it's anything like a whale, how they say, like, theoretically, a blue whale's ejaculate could potentially kill a human being with the velocity that it exits the penis.
I think we've covered this before.
We have.
It might have been. It was in that one... shit show.
I don't know. I think we've talked about it a couple times.
I want to go back and get that episode.
The one show that didn't get put out?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it went out. With where we were looking up dicks on the internet.
Looking up duck dicks, I think, is where it started. And pig dicks.
The corkscrew.
And then you got fucking raccoon dicks. Raccoon dicks have a bone in them. An actual bone.
There's a new meaning to the word boner.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of people sell necklaces with rat dick bones in them on them.
Sweet.
It's a good story. That'd be a good toothpick.
Okay, I'm going to give my opinion.
Okay.
They did not kill. This story is bullshit.
I agree.
Not to say there's not giants out there, or that they walked the earth at one time.
Yeah. I think it's just I think this might be a bit fantastical.
I mean, it's. Anything's possible, especially the Afghanistan, that part of the world. If you think about the giant is very biblical.
Mm-hmm.
It's all throughout the Bible, especially, you know, pre-flood and post-flood, but mainly pre-flood.
Yeah.
This area is the cradle of civilization, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it comes to religion, I believe they even say in Iraq is where Garden of Eden was.
I don't know if I see it, but okay.
So if the Nephilim are real, they would be in this area. or the offspring of the Nephilim.
Or would they?
And there's a lot, this does play into the Bigfoot. Could the Bigfoot be the offspring of the Nephilim that survived? Because you have the red-haired Bigfoot of the Southeast.
The Southeast?
Yeah.
Oh.
Southeast.
I thought you were talking about this thing. I was like, you're a little off there, bud.
No, of the continental United States.
Yeah.
The
skunk ape, if you will.
Is more red-hairish.
Orangutan-ish, if you will.
Yeah. The Pacific Northwest, more of the brother Bigfoot, a little darker.
Racist.
Then you have,
that's at least the fourth time that race has come up in this conversation. And this then you podcast. Have
the in the Alps.
Yeah, the white one,
the whiteies,
the good ones, the ones you can leave your bike around.
What was I watching? Who's that one black comedian? He makes me laugh all the fucking time. He's hilarious. It's not Hannibal Buress, but. Oh, fuck. What is his fucking name? Oh, anyway, I saw it today, but anyway. Always wears his hat backwards. Fucking hilarious.
Harry Spears?
Yes, yes, yes.
From Mad TV?
Oh, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. He does good impressions, too.
Yeah. But when he was talking about, you know, he was making observations about black men with white women in his crowd. Mm. And then he found a white man with a black woman, and he went off on him. I did go off on him, but he was making such good fun of them. It wasn't even funny. Because, you know, naturally the women of color were getting upset about the white women there with the black men.
They're stealing all our good men.
Exactly.
Yeah. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that in a fucking movie.
Yeah, so I don't know if this shit's. There might be giants. I don't know. I would bet my bottom dollar that there was probably a race of giant people, just like there's a race of little people we found on that island. What are they called?
Pygmies?
No, this was back. Not the Missing Link, they don't think, but you know, what is the name of those? It's not Easter Island. It's what's the name of the real little? They weren't
New Guinea, Papua.
No, it's what are they called? It's a recent find. They found bones of them. It's like with Neanderthal
time. It's a Homo.
It's a homo.
It's like within the Homo erectus family. It's a hominid. Yeah. Fuck. Christy or something like that.
I don't know.
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I know what you're talking about.
Yep. But that's all I got. I mean, I think it's a fascinating story, but it's a story. Like you said, if we're being honest, somebody would have snapped a selfie with that motherfucker.
Right. There'd be some type of evidence of some sort. And but there's not.
I do firmly believe, like I just said, that they did walk the earth. A race of large individuals probably walked the earth.
Pretty good chance.
Are they still around? Yes, because Shaq's.
Well, like I said, like 7 feet. 7 feet is weirdly tall now, but it's not unheard of. So if you had a whole culture of people that were that tall, you have a race of giants.
If you got a 7'5" man and a 7-foot woman, guess what? You're going to get a 7-foot something kid.
Or possibly a dwarf. That'd be great.
I like those, one, you know, the bullshit kid in the car seat. Have you seen that? Mm-mm. Where it's just a kid going, bullshit.
Oh, yeah. I'm bullshit.
They put it on everything, and it had this like Asian woman and a white guy, and they showed their baby. It was a black baby. And the kid goes, because the kid, all bullshit.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that one. That is accurate racial profiling. Yes, I will allow it.
But maybe they adopted.
Like Angelina Jolie?
Yes.
And she have a couple black kids from Africa?
I believe so.
Good for you, Angelina.
She can afford it.
You don't need Brad Pitt or Billy Bob Thornton or whoever else you fucked.
Probably that list is long and distinguished.
Yes. All right, are we done?
I think we're done. Fuck it, we're out of here.
I'm surprised we got that much out of this.
Well, let's be honest. We went off several tangents.
No.
I need my glasses.
What?
I think that's the button I'm supposed to hit.
That's it.
All right, do you have any idea what you want to cover next week?
Nope. I haven't thought about it a lick.
You going to think about it this week, or are we going to...
Either that, or I'll just slap something together the day of.
All right. Well, let's... We'll at least try to get... We want to get a thumbnail for the next one. We want to get back on the thumbnails, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because... Oh, I have changed... you watch this, or are you watching this on YouTube, or are you watching this on Spotify? We did change the intro.
Woo!
We rebranded.
Woo!
And if on your favorite podcast app, you're going to have to look for a new cover art.
Woo!
The cover art was designed by my good man here, Travis, and his artistic skills. So, that is all we got. We will see you next week. And I highly recommend you masturbate daily.
Try not to get knocked out by a giant dick.
And if you do, suck the hell out of it.
And send us an email and tell us about it.
Take a fucking picture of it so we can have proof.
Yes, we will. We will release your evidence.
After Travis pleasures himself to it, we will release it.
Right in my butthole.
To the public. All right, we're out. Take care. See you later, motherfuckers.
Bye.